KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's get a look at last night's regional volleyball action here locally. Classes 3A, 4A, 5A all holding their regional first round action last night. In 3A, region number two, it was Kemper Catholic over Atlantic in three straight, 25-10, 25-18, and 25-6. Were the individual game scores. Also in Region 2, it was East Sac County over OABCIG, 3-1. Roland Story beat Greene County in three straight. South Central Calhoun outlasting Southeast Valley, 3-2. In Class 3A, Region 3, it was Red Oak over Clark in three straight. Shenandoah downed Creston, 3-2. Gilbert over Saydell, 3-0. North Polk swept 3 from Sheraton last night to advance. Class 4A play in Region 1, it was Carroll over Denison, 3-0. Storm Lake defeats Spencer, 3-2. In Region 2 in 4A, Harlan over Perry, 3-0. ADM beat Boone in three straight. Those winners advancing. Also in 5A, Region 2, Thomas Jefferson beat Des Moines East 3-0 to advance in women's volleyball play. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches released their final individual cross-country rankings this week, just ahead of the state qualifying meet scheduled for today. Some of those area runners who are rated heading into postseason action here today. In Class 1A girls, Jeanette Schraft of East Mills is ranked number 2 in the state. Emma Lucas of Bedford ranked 3rd. Kate Crawford, a sophomore from ACGC, ranked 4th in the current rankings. Also, Tri-Center's Peyton Poggi is 16th, and Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranked 20th. In the boys' 1A rankings, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK ranked 2nd in the state. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer is ranked 4th. Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley ranked 6th. Tyler Braheny of Nottoway Valley ranked 9th. Noah Nelson of ACGC ranked 14th. Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is ranked 20th. Skyler Rawlings of Nottoway Valley ranked 27th. Justin Ambrose of Bowyer Valley ranked 28th, while Dalton Fisher of AHSTW is ranked 29th this week. In 2A on the girls' side, Carly Larson of Underwood ranked 3rd in the state. In 2A boys, Adam Thompson of Southwest Valley ranked 12th. Jordan Hustak of Missouri Valley ranked 24th. And Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley ranked 30th. In 3A girls, Reagan Anderson of Denison ranked 12th, while Taylor McCready of Atlantic, the freshman, ranked 23rd in the final poll of the season. Now, as we mentioned, the state qualifying cross-country meets are set for today at several locations in all classes, boys and girls around the state. Boy, are you in for a treat today, too. Absolutely beautiful weather expected for these cross-country qualifying meets today. That's, as you can imagine, this time of the year, not always the case. Let's take a look at some of those matches today. In Class 1A, Mount Air will host a meet today. Among the teams participating from our area, AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, East Mills, Exira EHK, Griswold, IKM Manning, along with Lenox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Riverside, Southwest Valley, Stanton, and Trainer. That's about half the field that'll be participating at Mount Air today. Also participating at the Holstein Country Club, hosted by Ridgeview. Among some of the teams that'll be running there today, ACGC, Logan Magnolia, Peyton Sherdan, St. Albert, Tri-Center, West Harrison, and Woodbine will be among those teams participating, boys and girls. Also in Class 2A action today, Class 2A, South Central Calhoun will be hosting that meet. Among the teams participating there, Clarinda, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Southwest Iowa. Class 3A Atlantic will be hosting a meet today at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Atlantic, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, all from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, will be participating along with ADM, Ballard, Bondurant, Farrar, Boone, Carlisle, Perry, and Winterset. That's the 3A meet, boys and girls, today at Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Also Class 4A, Abraham Lincoln over in Council Bluffs will host the meet. Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and Lewis Central, the three Council Bluffs schools, will be participating along with some other Central Iowa schools as well. Now, all of those meets I mentioned start at 4 o'clock today with the top runners advancing on to the state championships. Well, football often is about matchups, and Northwestern's offense has given Iowa's defense fits over the years. A year ago, a 1-3 Wildcat squad walked into Kinnick Stadium, punted only once, and rolled up more than 200 yards of rushing in a 38-31 victory. That didn't sit well. Here's sophomore safety Amani Hooker.
They're tough. You know, they showed it last year that they're gonna, even if they don't have the best record or anything like that, they're still going to come out and play hard and execute. So we just got to make sure that we contain the run, covers the ball, make sure they can't throw on us, and just make plays.
Junior quarterback Clayton Thorson leads a Northwestern offense that Hooker says is good at finding weaknesses.
He's been there a long time. He's played against Iowa a couple times, so he knows what we like to do. We know what he likes to do. We have a lot of film on him. He has a lot of film on us. So, I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's big. He's tall. He can run. So he's got to contain him and just do our best to cover guys.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell says Northwestern running back Justin Jackson is a blend of power and speed.
You know, he's another good Big Ten running back that you're going to prepare for quite a bit. He can use his power in the run game, and he can also use, you know, lateral movement. So he's a powerful guy, and we're going to have to be able to be focused on him and be able to understand what he can do on the field.
Also, Jewell says Thorson can make plays with his arm and his feet.
He's an elusive quarterback, too. I mean, he can run the ball, and he can throw it pretty well. So, I mean, we're going to have to be ready for him to try to do a dual threat thing and, you know, try to keep him contained.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. It's a 9 o'clock pregame start time, and 11 o'clock is kickoff from Northwestern, from Evanston. Well, you don't often hear an Iowa State player talk about being in the thick of the Big 12 chase, but after a stunning upset of Oklahoma and a 2-1 start, that's where the Cyclones are heading into this week's game at Texas Tech. Here's senior receiver Marchie Murdoch.
You know, of course, I would love to be 6-0 right now, but, you know, things didn't happen. We may not have deserved to win those games, but we're right in the driver's seat of, you know, trying to win a Big 12 championship. But we also know that, you know, in order to win a Big 12 championship, we got to have a great detail, and we got to just trust the process and take it day by day.
Receiver and punt returner Trevor Ryan says the Cyclones will need to match Tech's speed.
We have a great strength conditioning program here, and Coach Wade, you know, has us all ready, and, you know, we're in shape, and Texas Tech is really fast and physical, and it's going to be fun. They're a fast team. They have speed, and they're physical.
Sophomore center Julian Good-Jones says one of the keys will be running the ball against Tech's three-man front.
We faced a three-down front before, you know, with zero shade. We did it versus Oklahoma, so I think we're very comfortable, you know, playing against a team with the three front. Last game, you know, it was wet and it was sloppy, and there's things that we got to work out. Obviously, you know, we're always looking to get better.
That game kicks off at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Well, the NFL kicks off tonight for the new week as the Oakland Raiders came into the season trying to chase the Kansas City Chiefs for AFC West dominance. The Raiders head into the first meeting between the rivals this season on a four-game losing streak and desperate for any kind of a win. Oakland has lost its last five meetings against the Chiefs, and they can ill afford another if they want to compete for a playoff berth. We'll have that game for you tonight, Chiefs and the Raiders. 6 o'clock pregame, 7:25 is the scheduled kickoff this evening. Well, the NFL is not changing its national anthem policy to require players to stand during the national anthem. Commissioner Roger Goodell and several owners said at the league's fall meetings that altering the language from should stand to must stand was not discussed. New York Giants owner John Mara noted that the Cowboys owner Jerry Jones spoke at length to the other owners about the anthem issue. Jones has said any Dallas player who doesn't stand for the Star Spangled Banner would not be playing. Goodell reiterated that the league and its 32 clubs believe everyone should stand for the national anthem. It's an important part of the game. Well, the New York Yankees are one victory away from their 41st American League pennant. Masahiro Tanaka was outstanding over seven innings as the Yankees beat the Astros 5-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the American League Championship Series. Tanaka struck out eight and limited Houston to three hits in helping the Yankees complete a sweep of the three games in the Bronx. Gary Sanchez hit a solo homer and an RBI double as part of the Yankees' 10-hit attack. Greg Bird opened the scoring with a run-scoring single in the second, one inning after Aaron Judge poked an RBI double. Chase Headley went 3-for-3, and Didi Gregorius added two hits, including a run-scoring double. Dallas Keuchel took the loss after throwing seven shutout innings against the Yankees in Game 1. Keuchel was reached for four runs and seven hits over 4 2/3 innings. That shutout leaves the Astros with just nine runs scored in the first five games. The Yankees averaged over six runs a game at home after dropping a pair of 2-1 decisions at Minute Maid Park. Game 6 is Friday in Houston. They'll have today off. The Astros will send Justin Verlander to the mound as they try to extend the series. Luis Severino starts for the Yankees. The Chicago Cubs have extended their season by at least one more game by belting three home runs and getting some strong pitching from Jake Arrieta and the bullpen. Javier Baez slammed a pair of solo homers, and Arrieta pitched into the seventh as the Cubs downed the Dodgers 3-2. Baez went deep in the second inning, two batters after Wilson Contreras opened the scoring with a home run. Baez added a fifth-inning blast to make it 3-1. Arrieta was terrific in the potential elimination game for the defending champs, holding the Dodgers to three hits while striking out nine over six and two-thirds innings. Arrieta's only major mistake was Cody Bellinger's third-inning homer. Closer Wade Davis served up a Justin Turner homer that put the Dodgers within 3-2, but it was the only hit he allowed in two innings of work. Losing pitcher Alex Wood was taken out in the fifth inning, charged with three runs and four hits with seven strikeouts. The outcome ends the Dodgers' team record six-game postseason winning streak, and it prevented them from wrapping up their 22nd pennant. That series stays in Chicago for Game 5 tonight. Cubs will start Jose Quintana against Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw in a rematch of Game 1 starters. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.